Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Anyway,
this segment
is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. So you've heard about promoted listings, not to be confused with promotions manager, and you think you might like to give it a try. Well, with us now to tell us how promoted listings are working for him is Dan Riley. He's the president of iBuys, and he's known on eBay as iBuysDeal.
Just iBuysDeal.
Dan, I understand you recently had a chance to meet with several eBay execs, including Bridget Davies, vice president and general manager of eBay Advertising, who oversees promoted listings. How have your conversation with her impacted? How has conversation with her impacted your business?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on again, Lee and Griff. It's great to be on here today.
Our pleasure.
Yes, I had the opportunity to meet with a number of eBay executives, Susie Deering in marketing, Jill Ramsey in merchandising, and Bridget Davies in the advertising promoted listing sector. And from that conversation earlier this month, I got on board and decided that although the program had been out there for a while, we've done promoted types of listings as a business directly through other channels and through Google AdWords and Google Shopping. So I was pretty familiar with the concept, but hadn't really bought into the whole notion of doing it on eBay. So I was privileged to have a chance to sit down with Bridget and have dinner and to be able to really pick her brain as to why this is a good thing, how this could be best utilized, and ultimately we decided back on June 15th, so we're right about 2 weeks into it, that we would go ahead and implement the promoted listings initiative on a couple of my eBay selling accounts, and so far so good. I've been pretty pleased with what I've been able to accomplish. We've seen sales occurring as a result of that. We've seen an influx in traffic to listings across the board, not just on the promoted listings. So far so good. It's been going well, and I've been able to learn a little bit more over the last couple weeks to be able to kind of tweak the listings, to be able to kind of modify or revise the campaigns that we have going, to be able to try to hone in on what the best approach is going to be for us.
So for those who are confused about promoted listings, versus something else,
right?
Explain what promoted listings are.
Okay, promoted listings are basically an advertising initiative within eBay that allows you to get added visibility for specific listings that you have as part of your store. Those listings need to be qualified listings, meaning they have to be slated as listings that fit the profile to be a promoted listing. And one of the biggest factors for that is you have to have a store, which most eBay sellers should have, and we surely do. And you have to have at least some quantity, meaning that as of the program as of today, it doesn't work in the capacity of selling a one-off item. It wants you to be able to bring to the table multi-quantities. So an item, we've done item listings with as little as maybe 4 or 5 quantity up to listings that have hundreds of thousands of quantities to be able to sell that are available from that one listing.
So how difficult was it for you to go into the promoted listings module and identify those listings to promote?
It was a piece of cake. Basically, you go to your dashboard within that program. You can get to it by going to PLS, which I think is for promoted listing services, .ebay.com/PLS web/dashboard. Or you can go in through your store marketing tool setting, and you can find a link to that directly under Manage Promotions. And what it's done, it's already done the work for you. It allows you to go in and screen through their module exactly which listings out of all the listings you have that are qualified to be promoted listings. And in the case of our business, a lot of them were, because I have typically simply been of the mindset that I wanted to buy an item multiple times, do the work once to be able to create the listing, and then residually benefit from selling the same item with the same photographs, with the same descriptions, over and over and over and over again, instead of repeating the process or recreating the wheel every time having to do new listings. So it tells you which ones, and then from there you'll be able to create individual campaigns. And a campaign is basically a way to organize or categorize the offerings. So, for example, in the case of our business, we do a lot of NFL licensed items, like NFL hats, for example. We may have the Oakland Raiders. We may have the Miami Dolphins. So we put all of our hats in one campaign, and we decided on a sliding scale between 1% and 20% how much margin we had built into that product that we are willing to spend to advertise that product. And just this morning, I was curious. I went ahead and jumped on eBay, and I typed in NFL. Anything at all that has anything to do with NFL. It could be anything. Jerseys and T-shirts and socks and hats. And I came up with about 929,000 listings. That's a bunch. And I was pleasantly surprised that after doing a little bit of tweaking and looking around, that I started seeing some of our company's NFL listings as promoted listings coming up rather favorably within the index results out of those 929,000 listings, giving us an opportunity for added visibility for that listing, and to be able to have added visibility across our entire store platform. So it's a really good thing.
When you do this, of course, and I want to remind people with promoted listings that you don't pay up front.
That's
you don't
correct.
Pay per click. You only pay when something sells.
That's correct. It's a unique model referred to as a pay-per-sell model. And unlike other marketplaces that we use, we pay all that up front. We will go out on Google Shopping or Google AdWords and buy words to be able to drive traffic to our website. And we pay in a very competitive market every time somebody clicks on that listing, whether they buy or not. Whereas on this program, we were pleasantly surprised that it's unique in that we've got it ramped up and working, and we benefit tremendously from the added traffic, whether or not that specific promoted listing sells, per se, we benefit regardless, and we only pay when that actual promoted item sells, or sells within a term of 30 days after an eBay would-be buyer has clicked on it, viewed it, looked at it, and ultimately buys it within 30 days, then we're on the hook for paying that fee, as I explained, between 1 and 20% of the final valuation.
So this is an anomaly in business because it's a no-risk deal.
It is a no-risk deal. If you don't perform well with it, if you don't actually sell with it, you will not be incurring a cost, which is pretty much unheard of in the world of like SEO, cost per click, or any other type of marketing initiative that we've seen on Google, on Bing, or across a variety of different other marketplaces that we also sell into outside of eBay.
Now, your eBay will identify the listings that are available to be promoted. But you as the seller have to decide which one of those you're going to promote. And also how you're going to budget for the purpose, because even though it's a pay-per-sale, it's still a cost if they sell.
That's
so
correct.
There's some budgeting. So how do you do that? How do you decide which listings and how do you budget?
Firstly, we look and see how competitive it is. So, for example, if it's a category within eBay or a specific listing type within eBay that's not ultra-competitive, then you could probably justify going to a fee more at the default rate. And the default rate, if I recall correctly, is around 5%. But if it is a more highly competed phrase or listing specifically, like, for example, a certain ball club of an NFL team, that's pretty competed for. And there's big-time sellers out there selling millions of dollars of that. So we need to step it up a little bit. So ultimately, we try to gauge how competitive it is, that we need to be more or less aggressive with the amount that we can spend. Then we decide, as far as margin goes, what can we afford to pay in added cost, potentially, if we were to sell these items and need to pay eBay, rightfully, for promoting these items specifically ahead of a lot of other items that are out there in the search index results. If we realize that we are a little thin on margin, well, there's a couple ways to combat that. One way to combat it is simply raise your price. Build it into the cost. If you're going to add more visibility, price isn't all that sells by any means. That's a misnomer some people have. A lot of times visibility trumps price. And we would simply make an adjustment, maybe adding a couple dollars onto one of our items in a competitive listing, like an NFL hat. Therefore, we are helping to adjust to absorb the added advertising cost for making that a promoted listing.
So what about reporting with this system?
Reporting?
Yeah. Did you get reports? How does it work?
Absolutely.
And how do you know which promoted listings are garnering good results for you?
Well, I'll tell you at a glance, when you log into the promoted listing services page, you get kind of a grand overview. And that grand overview is how many impressions you've had. And the amount of impressions oftentimes is staggering relative to the number of click-throughs, relative to the number of sales. And I've got all that data for us, but that's kind of, you get lost in the numbers of it all. But then from there, you can go campaign to campaign to campaign, and every campaign is unique and it's different from the others. You can adjust the pricing that you're paying differently. You can put in or take away listings from it, and so on and so forth. So ultimately what I do is I go and click on a pull-down menu on a specific campaign, and I'll be able to download a CSV file and basically bring that into a spreadsheet that's a very universal.
You've taught us so much today. There's our music. Dan, we got to have you back on.
888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Listen while you list.